Thank you, Lynette. Now it's back to our final batch of news items in this part one. We are told from a survey that Norwich is good for families to live in. However, at the same time, there are extensive works to Hay Hill and the cost of on-street parking is to increase. We also find e-cargo bikes on the streets. The article will perhaps tell us what they are. However, we will start with the news that the city is to have a new council chief. The appointment of a new £140,000 a year chief executive of Norwich City Council is due to be confirmed. Louise Rawsthorne, who stepped into the role of interim chief executive at City Hall last month, has been put forward to take over as the council's top officer. It follows the departure of Stephen Evans after a three-year stint at the helm of the Labour-controlled council. Ms. Rawsthorne was one of three candidates who were shortlisted for the final selection process after a national recruitment campaign. And her appointment as the chosen candidate is due to be confirmed at a meeting of the council. Subject to the appointment being confirmed, Ms. Rawsthorne will begin her new permanent role on May the 1st, just days before Norwich goes to the polls in the City Council elections. Ms. Rawsthorne initially joined the City Council in November 2020 as Interim Director of People and Neighbourhoods. Her new role has a salary range between £133,000 and £146,000 a year.
With many people living busy lives, it can be difficult to get as much time with the family as you may like. But according to new research, parents living in Norwich are among the most fortunate in the country when it comes to getting quality time with their children. A national poll has ranked Norwich as the second best place to live in the UK, with parents getting an average of 2 hours and 14 minutes with their children daily. It also found that more than three quarters of parents say they feel guilty about the lack of time they spend with their little ones, while 25% think bath time is the best opportunities to bond with their children. The study found Wrexham was the best city in the country.
As work on the £3.2 million revamp of Hay Hill began this week, a popular ice cream stand has been left in an unusual position. Work to redesign the square started on Monday 24th of April, but has turned Giuseppino Ices into an island surrounded by a sea of fencing and building equipment. With the smell of diesel nearby as work gets going, an alleyway has been created to ensure that customers can still get access to a sweet treat on a warm day. However, it's understood that the resilient ice cream stand has still been opening and will be moved to a more suitable position nearby soon. Hay Hill is one of eight projects in the city to be funded from the government's £25 million Towns Fund and aims to be completed in early 2024. The transformation has seen the statue of Sir Thomas Browne and its accompanying sculptures removed, but the statue is due to return. The revamp will bring more planting, improved seating, better designed steps, walking links and a water feature to create a space able to host public events and is due to be completed in early 2024.
City drivers will have to fork out more for pay and display tickets because of a new hike in parking charges. The cost to park in on-street bays in 33 Norwich streets will go up from April 24. The Norfolk Parking Partnership, made up of councillors from authorities across the county, agreed a year ago that short-stay on-street parking charges in Norwich would automatically increase each April. The amount tickets will go up by depends on which of two bands a street's parking bays are in. Those in Band A will go up from £3 an hour to £3.40 an hour. Streets which have Band A bays are Bank Street, Bear Street, Bethel Street, Chapelfield East, Crown Road, Greyfriars Road, Magdalen Street, Prince of Wales Road, Princes Street, Rouen Road and St Giles Street. In Band B, tickets will go up from £2 an hour to £2.20.
A fleet of e-cargo bikes, which Norwich businesses will be able to use to make deliveries and cut emissions, is due to be launched in July. Norfolk County Council has been awarded £170,000 to provide 10 vehicles as part of the efforts to cut pollution in the city centre. Businesses will be able to borrow the e-cargo bikes, electrically assisted bicycles, tricycles or quadricycles, which can carry cargo, to deliver packages to homes and other businesses. The council says the bikes, if used 5 days a week, could cut nitrogen dioxide and carbon emissions equivalent to those produced by around 10 vans each week. Consultation has been launched, inviting businesses to help shape how the scheme would work. The money for the scheme has been secured from the government's £10.3 million air quality grant, pot of cash, for local councils to prevent pollution. The county council says the e-cargo bikes will be available from July and the pilot will run until at least March 2025.
Well, we've reached the end of part one now. Marianne and John will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.